New York. The winter's chill is in the air as the UFC Octagon returns to the Empire State. And just across the East River, we'll get you all warmed up for the UFC's debut with the worldwide leader in sports. There is flyweight king Henry Cejudo, the Olympic gold medalist, shocked the world in August, dethroning the first and only 125-pound champ in the promotion's history. Now his first defense is a super fight against this man, bantamweight champ TJ Dillashaw. He looks to join MMA royalty and become the fourth simultaneous two-division champ in UFC history. The UFC Fight Night pre-show on ESPN Plus starts now. Show on ESPN Plus. I am Karen Bryant. I am so thrilled to be here. And you know, we had to make it a big deal. So we brought out some champions. Former light heavyweight champion Sugar Rashad Evans, former middleweight king Michael Bisping, and champ in our hearts, Megan O'Leary.
Thank you.
Listen, it really is a big deal. Sugar, how you feel about being here?
I feel great, man. It's exciting. You know, we've come a long way in the UFC, and we are here. We literally made it from the bottom, and now we're here.
Yes. The eagle has landed. We have touchdown. We are on ESPN, and it feels good.
And we're on ESPN for the first time in New York State. I absolutely love it. What a platform for our athletes. Absolutely. It's so great. And listen, folks, we got a lot of things on the way on our very first pre-show. Some interviews you definitely want to check out. We will be talking with both champions, Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw. Of course, you know, UFC President Dana White's got a lot to say about the move to ESPN, so we'll hear from him. And Megan did a really special sit-down with Rachel Ostovich, and you do not want to miss that one. Really looking forward to hearing her thoughts on that, Megan. But Rashad, let's get to the main event for tomorrow night. Of course, here's the thing. Henry Cejudo pretty much shocked the world when he took out Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius had been the only flyweight champion since 2012. This was only 4 months ago, but take us back to that historic day.
Well, he was facing a mountain of a man with Demetrius Johnson, the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, and been that way for a while. And it was wrestling how he got done, but it was inside trips and things like that. The tricky stuff, the transitional stuff, the chain wrestling is what he used to get the fight and get the win and give Demetrius Johnson his first loss. And it was really a fight for Henry Cejudo to come back and feel like, you know what, I made a lot of improvements and I'm ready.
Absolutely. Well, TJ Dillashaw is already a two-time champion at bantamweight, but Michael, he is looking to be the first champ to go down in weight in a super fight and take another title. What do you think his chances are?
Listen, he's got a very, very good chance. One of the best fighters in the entire sport. Fantastic grappling, excellent jiu-jitsu, and his striking is on another level. Combine that with the footwork and the confidence that he has right now. So Cejudo's got his hands full.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really interesting because, Karen, like you mentioned, he's going down. So we have to see, how does the weight cut affect him, if at all? You know, TJ is such a competitor. He's the first one on the scale this morning. Yeah. He was going to make weight no matter what, but we'll see how he recovers from that.
Absolutely. He actually came in underweight, just to prove a point. We have got an incredible fight on the way tomorrow. A really great card, as always. And for the festivities for our ceremonial weigh-in, let's send it down to the stage and our man,
UFC
John Hannon.
On ESPN Plus. What's up, Brooklyn? Let us get this UFC on ESPN era underway. Our Octagon girls are here. Ariane Celeste, Chrissy Blair, Vanessa Hansen is here, the greatest matchmakers in the world. They are Sean Shelby and the handsome Mick Maynard pulling up the rear. All right, let's get to it. It is UFC Fight Night. Cejudo versus Dillashaw. We begin with the ESPN Plus UFC Fight Night prelims. First up in the welterweight division, Kyle Guns Up Stewart versus Chance Black Eagle Rencounter.
We'll step first aside, handsome Mick Maynard, because Rencounter. Here comes Chance Rencounter. Five first round finishes, six wins by KO and two wins by submission. Finishes fight 67% of the time, 67% finishing rate. Finished 8 of his 12 wins, and won 4 of his last 5, Rashad.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all.
70.5, the official weight for Black Eagle. And his opponent tomorrow night makes his UFC debut. Please welcome Kyle Guns Up Stewart.
Stewart is making his UFC debut on a short notice. You know, Stewart's fight at MMA Lab. He went 3-1 last year competing on the regional MMA circuit. And Stewart was, you know, at home relaxing when he got the call. Then he found out that it was going to happen. He's been in the whirlwind ever since. But this is proudest moment right here. Walking out here with the Marine flag. He was a Marine for 8 years. And this is what he's most proud about, being able to walk out carrying that.
That's pretty awesome. That's incredible. Great. No doubt a lot of Marines hyped up for this one at home right now. And all over the world.
All right, next up, also in the welterweight division, Bilal Remember the Name Muhammad versus Jeff Hands of Steel Neal. First fighter to the scale, repping Fortis MMA. Please welcome Jeff Neal.
I'm Jeff Hands of Steel Neal. I have a 10-2 record. I fight out of Dallas, Texas at Fortis MMA. I have 8 finishes. I'm looking to make it number 9.
Yeah, and Jeff Neal, as he just mentioned, has 8 finishes. He's all about finishing when it comes to the UFC as well. He had a finish on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, a beautiful TKO. And then in his first 2 UFC appearances, he had a submission and a head kick knockout. I mean, he's all about this. But he said he will not call himself a UFC fighter yet. He is a fighter who is in the UFC.
Half, the official weight for Jeff Neal.
That very humble attitude that keeps him really hungry. He said he needs to earn it. He needs to win at least 3 fights in the UFC.
I like that. He's absolutely ripped as well. Well, Bilal Muhammad started MMA 7 years ago. Since then, he's doing okay. He's got a professional record of 14-2. And this guy is always an exciting fight. I know he had a great fight with your friend Alan Joe Band back in the day. Got fight of the night. Good hands, knockout power, excellent wrestling, and just a super nice guy as well.
And an iron chin.
Yes.
He is so funny, too. If you've ever seen an interview with him, you got to look him up. He is so entertaining.
The official way for Bilal.
And so intelligent. Yes. He studied law in undergrad. He was going to go to law
school. What's he doing here, Megan?
What is he doing?
Smarty Pam.
Up close and personal. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Bit of intensity there.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
Get to the featured bout of the ESPN Plus prelims in the lightweight division. Dennis the Menace Bermudez versus Tango T. Edwards.
Edwards just finished out his first year of competing in the UFC, going 1-1. Although Edwards lost his last fight in the UFC, he still feels positive about his UFC impact this first year. He says now that he's got his contract, now that he's got all his affairs in order, now he can just focus on fighting and be a real fighter. And he's going to go show everybody what that real fighter can do tomorrow.
Yeah, this guy knocks people out because he's fast. Knocks him out in 28 seconds, 33 seconds, 43 seconds. Don't blink with this guy.
Hold up, swole up.
Dennis the Menace Bermudez.
And here you see New York's own Dennis Bermudez. He's moving back up to 155 for this fight. He actually had 7 wins as a lightweight before he went on the Ultimate Fighter at 145 pounds. He told me yesterday, he said, the only reason I ever fought at featherweight was for the opportunity for the Ultimate Fighter. Very comfortable here at 155.
Dennis Bermudez.
And I feel bad for Dennis. He's been on the wrong side of 3 split decisions. Yep.
That's
and it's just
hey,
so frustrating.
I know what that's like.
It's so frustrating for him.
Oh, I know. It
Well, welcome back to the desk. Time now to get you hyped up on our 4 prelim fights coming your way for the first time on the ESPN Network. Rashad, Corey Sandhagen got a late notice replacement in Mario Bautista, who is making his UFC debut.
Yeah, Mario Bautista is from MMA Labs, another fighter coming to short notice fight out of MMA Labs. And you know what? His coach told him, he said, hey, we're not going out there to meet celebrities. We're going out there to scrap and get some wins. So look for that intensity to transfer tomorrow for a great performance by Bautista.
Quite an opportunity. Absolutely.
And his opponent has won his last 4. Please welcome Corey Sandhagen.
Well, Corey won his last 4. Also had 4 first round finishes and 4 wins by KO. Will this be number 5? We shall find out. But let me tell you, he's not just a knockout artist. He has some submissions as well. But his coach at Team Elevation says that he is the best striker that he's ever seen, which is high praise indeed, Karen Bryan.
Absolutely. I've actually seen Corey train for a long time, years before he got to the UFC. And let me tell you, he gives UFC fighters quite a run for their money years ago. He is incredibly talented.
All right, next up in the UFC's light heavyweight division, Alonzo Menafield versus Vinicius Mamuche Moreira.
Vinicius Moreira makes his UFC debut here in Brooklyn after a big victory on Dana White's Contender Series Brazil in 2018. He said he started watching MMA after seeing Big Nog versus Bob Sapp. He said that's what turned him on.
Yeah, that's a fight, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. He's on a five-fight win streak, and in his career, he has one win by knockout and eight by submissions, but and five different types of subs.
Also makes his UFC debut tomorrow night. He is Alonzo Menifield.
I'm Alonzo Menifield. I'm 7-0. I'm looking to make this 8-0. I'm fighting out of Dallas, Texas, Fortis MMA. All my wins have been finishes, and I'm looking to make this another finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And he knows that his opponent, Vinicius, is a grappler. And he said, nobody's interested in watching a grappling match. He fights one way only. He's looking for the knockout, wants knockout number 8. Always exciting. I was there, I commentated his fight on the Contender Series. Dude, this guy is vicious, let me tell you.
Well, he's big.
4.5, the official weight for Alonzo Menifield.
That was a bit of a hey ladies look to me at the end.
I thought it was too.
How you doing?
He said he's not impressed with his opponent, Alonzo, so we'll see. Big smiles.
Well, they both look really happy to fight each other.
Two huge light heavyweights, yes.
Wait, they're light heavyweights?
Next up in the UFC Women's Flyweight Division, Joanne Jojo Calderwood versus Ariane, Queen of Violence Lipsky. First fighter to the stage makes her UFC debut tomorrow night, Ariane Lipsky.
Ariane Lipsky, is there a better nickname in women's MMA than Queen of Violence? I actually don't think so. That nickname was given to her by Polish fans when she fought in an organization over there. She is 11-3. She hails from Brazil. This is a highly touted debut. Lots of eyes are going to be on this fight.
125, the official weight for Ariane Lipsky.
Yeah, we'll have a feature on her a little bit later in the show, so folks
and
can get to know her.
And her comes in right number 10 of the world,
a very good prospect, yes. So Joanne Calderwood, JoJo, of course, has been around. She's been in the UFC for 7 fights. She got her first submission victory in her last outing against Kalinda Faria. You know, she was so thrilled that the 125-pound division was created. This is a woman who used to cut down to 115. There you go, JoJo.
Why not?
And that was a brutal cut for her, so she's just much happier fighting
the at her natural weight. For Joanne Calderwood.
And don't let the delicate voice fool you. This woman can throw down.
She does have a delicate voice.
What are you talking about, Karen? I have no idea.
Sweetest little Scottish voice.
The sweetest voice ever.
That's a great fight.
For sure.
All right, that brings us to the featured bout of the ESPN prelims in the lightweight division. Alexander the Great Hernandez versus Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
Donald Cerrone has solidified himself in the UFC history book by passing up none other than Michael Bisping.
What?
With 21 wins in a UFC career. But it was interesting. After that fight, he expressed interest to go back down to 155. And he said when he walked out, he felt something he never felt before. A tug on his heart from his son. And it was something that he's never felt.
For Cowboy.
And that gave him the momentum. That gave him the energy to go out there and have the best fight
and
of his life.
Comes
and
in,
he's riding that momentum
his
right
last
now.
State, number 11 in the world, Alexander Hernandez.
I'm Alexander the Great Hernandez. I have a 10-1 record. I'm fighting out of San Antonio, Texas at Ohana Academy. And I have made the most unprecedented impact this organization with a 42-second knockout.
This guy talks a very, very good game. He has been so disrespectful to Donald Cerrone. It's actually very entertaining, but he says Cerrone's old. He says he's too slow. He says his best days are in the past. And Cerrone is smiling here, but let me tell you right now, he is mad at Alexander Hernandez. This fight will deliver. I'm looking forward to this one. It's going to be crazy.
Well, welcome back to the desk one more time. The 6-fight main card on ESPN Plus is coming up next here to the scale. So, Michael, Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series alum Carl Roberson is filling in for the injured Iwan Kutelaba. So tell us about the New Jersey native.
Yeah, well, Carl Roberson, Rashad was telling me earlier, he's trained with him, and he said he has a high kick from hell. He said he rips up that left high kick. He said it'll give you a haircut real fast. Of course, he's a kickboxer. That's his background.
but training with
Corey Anderson.
Corey Anderson, pardon me. Yeah, training with Corey Anderson, he's rounding out his skill set. I mean, of course, a kickboxer, you want to take them down. But training with Corey Anderson, that's going to be a big help.
And meanwhile, Corey Anderson beat his opponent, Glover Teixeira.
And his opponent is the former world title challenger, number 12 in the world, Glover Teixeira.
Glover Teixeira is a battle-tested UFC vet. I mean, heck, he even beat me one time. Once upon a time, a long time ago. Forget about that anyway. This is about Glover Teixeira. Glover, he is taking on the short nose in Roberts, but you know what? He said this fight camp has been different than most because he took it easy on
5.5, the official weight for Glover Teixeira.
He took it easy a little bit during his camp, not so much in conditioning because he wanted to save some because he knows he's getting older and old guys can't go like he used to.
I saw him in the gym last night. He was cutting weight, and he had the biggest smile on his face. He said cutting weight is so easy. It's a walk in the park. He's a joy to be around. Very nice guy.
Yeah, he's been an extra great spirit.
Now back to the UFC Women's Flyweight Division. 12-gauge Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich.
Well, Rachel Ostovich was Team Gaethje on season 26 of The Ultimate Fighter. She's actually got the fastest win in UFC women's flyweight history at 1:40 with an armbar that happened at The Ultimate Fighter 26 finale. And obviously, there's a big storyline around Rachel. I did do a sit-down interview with her earlier this week. It was incredibly moving. I can't wait for you guys to see it later in the show. But talking about this fight with Paige, she said even though she lost her last fight, she feels like she fell upwards and believes her grappling will be key to victory.
The official weight for Rachel Ostovich. And her opponent returns for the first time in more than a year. 12-gauge Paige VanZant.
I'm 12-gauge Paige VanZant. I have a 7-4 record and fighting out of Gracie Baja in Portland, Oregon. I'm super excited to be kicking some butt here on ESPN.
You know, Paige always has a bubbly, upbeat outlook on life, but she has admitted the last year was very trying for her. She had to go through multiple arm surgeries to heal up. She said emotionally it was very tough for her. On the upside, though, she did get married, but I know she is happy to be back doing what she loves. And Megan, thank you for joining us here. And again, I'm very much looking forward to your sit down with Rachel Ostovich. It's an important discussion.
Absolutely. Well, next up on the main card in the flyweight division, Joseph Benavidez versus Dustin Ortiz.
Well, Megan just left us, and her husband is fighting Dustin Ortiz. Dustin's been around for a long time, one of the most skilled guys in the flyweight division. He's on a great tour right now, showing tremendous form on a great 3-fight win streak. And realistically, this guy can do it everywhere. Very well-rounded, as I said. Complete game, excellent athlete, tons of experience.
The official weight for the 8th-ranked contender, Dustin Ortiz.
And he looks good. He looks focused.
Joseph Benavidez.
Benavidez got his berth on his card as an alternate, and he actually had to make 125 this morning to keep that alternate status for whoever couldn't make this weight anymore for the championship round, for the championship fight. But he was supposed to fight Figueiredo. That didn't go through, and then he had a chance to fight Dustin Ortiz. So this fight is a good fight for him because he feels like this is the fight that's going to show that he is the person who should be next in line for the title fight.
Well, right now it looks like he's having a fight with his wardrobe. Just rip it off. Just take it off, Benavidez. Rip it off. It doesn't matter. Look at this guy. So cool, calm, collected. Absolutely. Like he's having a Sunday stroll.
Well, Joseph did win the first fight in 2014, so Dustin is certainly the one looking for revenge.
Yeah, and that motivates you. When you lose a fight and it was close, you know you can compete. Right, you know you're good enough. You just got to get that win back.
Lightweight division, Gregor the Gift Gillespie versus Yancy Medeiros.
So I watched an interview with Medeiros this morning. I mean, this guy is a lot of fun to watch. A huge personality, but he's a wild man, make no mistake. Now, they're going to square up in just a second, and he said that Gregor Gillespie is in for a very rude awakening if he gets too close to him. He said if he shows any aggression on that stage, I'm going to let him know.
The official weight for Yancy
Medeiros. Basically, he said he's not going to get paid tomorrow.
I hope Gillespie kicks off now.
12-0, number 15 in the world, Gregor Gillespie.
I'm Gregor the Gift Gillespie. I have a perfect 12-0 record. I'm fighting out of Long Island, New York at Belmore Kickboxing, and I have the 6th fastest knockout in UFC lightweight history.
And that will be the most trash talk you ever see him talk. He does not talk trash. Back in the day, his dad told him when he was competing in wrestling, he said, hey, we don't do that. That's not how we do it. And he took that to heart. And he says, you know what? I like to be the mysterious guy. And this, that's how he is.
Look at this. Not even making eye contact. Looks at the floor. I like it.
All right, folks, now we get to the co-main event in the UFC heavyweight division. Greg, Prince of War Hardy versus Alan Pretty Boy Crowder.
Crowder is getting the biggest opportunity of his career fighting the co-main against Greg Hardy. You know, he's got a start on Dana White Contender Series, and he got a contract out there. But now it's about going into this fight and really just doing what no one thinks he can do, which is get a W tomorrow.
The official weight for Mr. Crowder.
Crowder came down to the gym at HK Box. He got some working with us there, too, for a while.
Prince of War Hardy.
Well, he's getting a boot, but let me tell you, there's a reason why this man is here. Take a look at this. Boom! Knocks him out. I was there. I was ringside. Let me tell you, that doesn't do it justice. This man hits incredibly hard. There is some controversy, as we know, but let's focus on the pluses. This man is a beast in the octagon and has so much potential.
To
really live up to it. I guess we're going to find out.
For the former NFL,
but he's certainly an exciting prospect in the heavyweight division.
Well, he fights extremely violent, and that's a mandatory thing for him.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, we hear from the crowd, we hear the boos. But he's got a smile on his face. It looks like he's harnessing all that energy.
All right, now it's time to take a closer look at the men on the marquee, the two fighters who will share the octagon tomorrow night in our main event. Tomorrow night, they fight for the UFC Flyweight Championship of the World. First fighter to the scale, the two-time and reigning UFC Bantamweight Champion, TJ Dillashaw!
And of course, they're fighting for the new designed belt that we saw there a second ago. Here he is on the scale. I mean, look at the shape that he is in. Says the weight cut was super easy. He was on weight last night before he went to bed.
The official weight for TJ
Cejudo
Dillashaw.
And his team made a big deal about TJ missing the weight, but he absolutely breezed it. Made it look easy.
His opponent, an Olympic gold medalist,
trying to make history tomorrow night.
Defending undisputed UFC flyweight champion of the world, Henry the Messenger Cejudo.
Cejudo defending his belt for the first time. And all, you know, for cutting weight this morning, I spoke to his manager, Ali, and Ali told me that cutting weight for Cejudo was a breeze. He woke up pretty much on weight to the point where he was able to drink a liter of water before going and making official weight this morning. Yes. So what that translates to is a great camp with a lot of food, a lot of energy, and look for him to be a stronger fighter.
These guys can't wait to get at one another.
All right, we're going to corral TJ Dillashaw here. Congratulations on an epic 12 weeks to make this flyweight championship limit. I know it's one thing to make the weight, another to compete at it. Your expectations for tomorrow night, my man?
Man, I'm excited. I feel so freaking good. I mean, I feel good at weigh-ins, too, you know, being on weight. Quite surprised, actually.
You deserve the opportunity. All the best tomorrow night. TJ Dillashaw, folks. And here he is. A lot of gold for this man, the flyweight king, Henry Cejudo. A lot of people have suggested maybe you'll be the heavier man in there come fight night. Any final thoughts on the eve of the big one tomorrow night?
You know what? I'm just excited because I really am. I'm going to make history again tomorrow, John. And you guys make sure to download that app, man, because a lot of people don't know, but download that ESPN app. You guys are going to see fireworks tomorrow. I'm making history again.
All the best. The messenger, Henry Cejudo, folks. All right, thank you all for coming out. We look forward to seeing you all right back here at Barclays for the fights tomorrow night. And as some of you know, UFC President Dana White announced earlier today, tomorrow's flyweight title fight will usher in a new era with a new look UFC championship belt. Take a look.